Welcome to my home. I'm the caretaker's wife. There's five of us living here, me, my husband, and our three children. We live in one half of the cottage, one room and a kitchen. The other half is a storage room for the factory. My husband has two jobs at the factory. He's the caretaker, and he also works with the arboring machine. Maybe you met him earlier inside the factory. Nice of you to drop in. I get a bit lonely here, what with the children having gone off to school and my husband out at work. How about a nice cup of coffee? Ah, yes, we moved here about 10 years ago, in 1934. We're pretty nice and cosy here. I mean, what with running water and all. And those new electric bulbs, what a blessing compared to those old paraffin lamps we had before. Only thing is, winters can be very cold and drafty in here. What we do is, we keep the fire going for a long time in the evenings, so it doesn't freeze in here at night. Pretty cold in the mornings when we get up, though. It's a job and a half being a caretaker's wife. I do all the housework, everything except brushing the shoes, but that's how I like it. I couldn't imagine doing anything else. I read in them magazines about women who have to go out to work. Can't see how they manage, what with all the housework that needs doing. Breakfast bright and early. My husband has to get things fixed in the factory by the time everybody else comes in at 7. That's his job as caretaker, you know. Then the boys and him come home at 12. Food's got to be on the table by then. And dinner at 5, on the dot. Well, in between cooking meals, there's everything else that needs doing. Washing the dishes, cleaning, baking, ironing, getting the preserving done, and of course, there's the laundering and the mangling. I wash our clothes in the wash house by the river, down in town. Oh, the coffee's ready. Let me pour you some. There's some cream and sugar that I've been saving up for some time. Have one of my buns. I bake them on Friday. That's my baking day. We hardly ever eat bread or buns from the shop. Can you see that big pot on the stove? That's my sterilizer. It's always there, ready for use. I preserve almost everything in it. Meat, fruit, berries. We have a pantry in the hall. Imagine last winter when I brought out a jar of gooseberry jam from the pantry, there was a coat of mould on it. But my husband just scraped off the mould and said, "That's all right, they make penicillin out of mould, don't they?" Why don't you take a look at my vegetable garden when you've had your coffee? We grow strawberries, blackberries and gooseberries, and rhubarb and potatoes as well. And some nice flowers. I always bring some flowers in and put them in a vase on the table. Oh my goodness gracious, I've got to get some work done. Nice of you to drop in. Bye bye.